tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
They say this is a big, rich town. What's up, everybody? You're tuned into AfterBuzz TV for Power Season 2. I am your host, Bam Erickson, and I would like to introduce my panel.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Cornelia.
And I am Robin Ayers.
Okay, so last week, I didn't ask you guys, what are your initial thoughts of the new season, just really quick?
This my show! I was telling everybody over the weekend. I was like, yo, this my show, man. It is. I love this show. I'm obsessed.
Robin. Me, I am too. And already I think that it's about to be way better than season one. Like, we could already tell just from the first and second now episodes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's my show too.
Yeah. Girl, you gotta throw the hand with it, man.
Show. It's my show too. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. Okay. Why do you guys think Holly is asking what happened the night that she was hit? Do you think there's an agenda to that?
I kind of think so. I think Holly is, she's just very curious by nature. Mm-hmm. And then she doesn't trust everybody. You know, we kind of talked about that last episode where, you know, she's similar to Tommy and how I think that she doesn't, you know, trust anybody. So she's trying to find out a little bit more.
Do you think that she knows what, do you think she, because she says she doesn't remember. Do you think she's lying and she does remember, but she's so nosy, she wants to make sure she's not being left out, because there is this thing about her where when she feels she's left out, mm-hmm. she feels maybe insecure from a place from a long time ago.
I think she's trying to manipulate the situation. I think she kind of remembers what happens, but I feel like she wants people to tell her something else so she can know how to manipulate it going forward. Because let's say they all said the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. And in her mind, if she really knew what happened, the same way she walked up on Ghost and was like, hey, Ghost. I think later on, she might walk up and be like, oh, I knew about pink sneakers. Oh, don't think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to use it to her advantage. But I'm not buying this whole, she doesn't really know. Please tell me because I don't remember thing.
Yeah, there's something to it. There's definitely something to it, but I'm not quite sure that she just knows what exactly happened, mm-hmm. because I'm really big on watching her as she's, you know, maybe by herself. You remember how she was looking in her bag and mm-hmm. she was just really curious, like listening, oh, you know, voicemails, kind of like da da da, you know.
But what I didn't understand is why she was so why did she make a big deal about how did she figure out that Tommy lied to her or he didn't know that what really happened just by checking the voice messages?
I think it was just maybe the way that he was calm one moment, and then he didn't know that she was saying that you didn't know I was even in the hospital, and then the very next voicemail was something like he was, you know, scared or something. That's what mm-hmm. she said, mm-hmm. that he was scared, and so she's just maybe trying to put two and two together.
I can't stand her.
You know, she bothered me, but now I really am annoyed. When she pulled that whole, hey, Tommy, like that whole whiny thing, that's when I was like, okay, I'm out, girl.
Okay, so then let me ask this. So now, do you think Tommy and Ghost's friendship will be affected for the fact that she said, well, you know, okay, let me just backtrack. So, when Tommy tried to check her about calling her, calling Ghost to his face, mm-hmm. she was like, well, I didn't really have anything to say because, you know, he grabbed me. And so she played the
woe is me. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, she definitely did.
Do you think that that is going to come back to bite her, or do you think it's going to bring Tommy and Ghost apart? Cause you know, Tommy's crazy.
I think it's going to bring them apart. I think later, cause Tommy, when he talked to Ghost about it, he didn't bring it up. But when Tommy gets mad, I can just see him being like, yeah, I don't appreciate how you grabbing my girl. And then it's going to be another problem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, but at the same time, you know, it's like brothers. You know how, mm-hmm. like, brothers are like, don't be pushing me. And then like, all right, we get back on the bikes. Everybody's good. And, you know, maybe it's going to be something like that. Let me tell you what they're doing a great job of is not letting us really know. They're giving us different hints as to how it could break up, but mm-hmm. they're not necessarily saying how. You get what I'm saying? First, we were thinking, okay, maybe because Tommy is tripping right now, maybe that's the breakup. We don't know if Holly is, she's tripping now. We don't know if that's going to be the breakup. So they're putting our attention on different people, making us think that they're maybe going to cause the separation, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. You guys see what I'm saying?
I do. Well, I'll just say this. Now, ironically, he checked her for mentioning Ghost's name to his face. But soon after that, when he had to reveal the information, mm-hmm. he referenced him as Ghost again.
When he had to reveal the information of what?
About how they got hit at the club, blah, blah, blah. He said the name Ghost again.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Tommy, it's that dude, like, don't, you can't call him that, but I can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that whole idea.
I agree with that, yeah. Tommy, I mean, I love Joseph Sikora, but, you know, he's kind of simping right now. And I'm, like, wishing you put your chin up, yeah. Tommy, because he said he was, remember how she was like, well, I'm leaving then, you know, she did that whole thing. And he was like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm like, if you don't let her walk out that house, you know, I was mad.
Are you going to leave me too? Like, give me money else. Yes.
That's what I was saying.
I think I yelled out, like, yes, man, she's going to leave you.
Yeah.
I was mad.
It's tripping.
She's a skank. I don't like her, and I wish she dies. And so that's the end of it for me. But now that we're done with this topic, now let's go into our first announcement.
We love hearing from you, so keep on sending us your tweets and comments. We really do read every one of them. And don't miss the chance to take our very important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses will help us to make this show the very best it can be. It'll only take about 3 minutes of your time, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you helped us out. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us to get to know you better. Do it now.
Right now.
Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. And keep those tweets coming and comments coming.
Please. All right. Thank you, Cornelia. Okay, so there's so many aspects of the show that I really like. And one of the things that I like is I like how Ghost and Tommy, they can't move their drugs.
Yeah.
They have a warehouse full of drugs that they can't move because their co-drug company, they can't find a distributor. Mm-hmm. They can't find a distributor because even there's discombobulation with their people. So you got Luis doesn't want to mess with the RSKs because the RSKs hired, so he thinks, Pink Sneakers to stab him. Mm-hmm. And so then he goes to the other Puerto Rican Hyenas.
Mm.
And so what do you guys think about the fact that they have all these drugs and that they can't move them? What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it's ironic that pertaining to Ghost, he mm-hmm. can't move his drugs, nor can he move his business with Truth. So it's almost like the walls are collapsing around him. So that's an interesting point that you bring up. But I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll just see how that unfolds. And I don't necessarily, it's not like, it's just unfolding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the part that I'm taking a look at is like, wow, everything is going wrong in your world, sir.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, sucks for you. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Ghost, Angie, and Tasha. So last week, Tommy was like, take Angela out.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost was like,
get in the character, bam. He was like,
I'll take care of it.
Yes, yeah.
He goes over to the house with his gun in his jacket.
And then he says,
he sits on the sofa. Oh,
all Saudi,
you know. And I forgot the thing. I forgot.
He said, "How was work?"
Yeah, how was work? We get to episode two, and they're in the bed.
Mm-hmm. You know they was gonna get it in them sheets, man. He's not. The sad thing is, imagine somebody telling you that the love of your life is somebody that you shouldn't be around. You just met her. She came back. You're like, yo, it's meant to be, man. And all of a sudden, now you're slapped in the face. He's not ready to leave. He ain't going nowhere.
He's definitely not ready to leave. And like he told Tommy, he said, I've known her 20, however long.
20 years, I believe.
25, whatever yeah. it was. In he was like, it's like 13 seconds or something that you've been with Holly in comparison to Angela and I. So he's not going to, number one, take her out. Number two, he wants to give her the benefit of the doubt. So he's, you know, very much like he's inquisitive about it. He's not just going to leave her alone or take her out. So...
Okay.
And think about who Ghost is. If he's a real street dude and he made it this far, you don't show your hand like that in the beginning. So it seems like it was very realistic to who he was as a character to be like, I'm just going to sit on it for a while. I'm going to think it through and I'm going to work it out as it happens. But him jumping in and just shooting her and killing her, that doesn't seem like who he is.
Right.
I totally agree with that. And what I find ironic, and I want to get you ladies' opinion. So when she gets up and leave, his demeanor changes a little bit. He came off to me as kind of that, you know those memes with Ike Turner, with a, you know, you know, you can't go to Subway with, you know, all those. Yeah. He kind of came off in a very aggressive way. Where are you going? I'm going to work.
Well, and I hear exactly what you're saying, because I can see where you're coming from with that. But again, he's just trying to question. The very next scene, he's running after her. He's running on the side of her. So it's more about where you going. Like, oh, something going on with work. You know what I'm saying? So he's just like, what's up? He's just trying to find out.
Does he have a right to do that?
Well, as a drug dealer who was about to get shut down by your side chick, yes. If he were a regular dude and they were in like a regular relationship and she wasn't trying to secretly locate him, then it would be like, come on, Ghost, like pull your balls up. But you know, he's in this circumstance; he has to figure it out.
Yeah, but I think he does have a right, though. They are technically in some sort of relationship, and he's letting her know that. And she's, you know, she's, you don't look like you down with this, though, man. Yeah.
Oops. I have a problem. Ugh, sorry.
That's all the right. loudest.
It is super loud.
That's part two of the groove. You know, that's part right. two, y'all.
I have a problem. I have a problem with snoopers in general. And Camila, we already have this conversation. So let's just get into this whole snooping aspect. So now he's checking on her. Then Angela gives Ghost a key, and so he goes in. He's cooking, but he's snooping, and then she's snooping, trying to get information. I don't like snoopers. Mm-hmm. I don't like snoopers. You snoop in my business, and we're done.
Yeah.
And I just, that's a chicken head move for Angela to give the key, especially when he's a married man. He's got kids.
Yes, Bam. Okay, all she right.
So you ladies are saying that she should have given Ghost the key.
Okay, so there's logical and then there's emotional. Angela is full blown, like she told her sister Paz. She was like, her head is in the clouds. She is in love with this man. If you're in love with somebody, you're going to give them the key. You're going to give them the groceries, your credit card, whatever it is. I mean, I'm not saying that this is the smartest thing to do, but that's where she is with it. I mean, you straight called her a chicken head, though.
She's like, not, man, think about it. Let's be real. Let's keep it real. She does not know Ghost is a drug dealer. In her mind, he is a man who spends all of this time. He showers her with all of these things. Mm-hmm. He has a legitimate business. He pulled himself up from the street to what she thinks is this super club owner who wants to open another one in Miami. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to leave my wife. I'm going to take the kids. We're going to all live together. And they've been getting it in. She's going to give him a key.
Yeah.
This ain't like Renard that she met at the skating rink and was like, yo, he cool.
That's it. She, you just hit the nail on the head, because as I was saying, because everybody was sort of against me the first season when I was like team, you know, Angela and team Ghost or whatever. But the thing about it is that he's not just some dude who...
Renard.
He ain't Renard that she just met. She's known this man, how she calls it, all her life. And so if you think like that and he's telling you, feeding you, I want to go away with you and, you know, I want to move in with you and all this stuff. If he's feeding her that, I'm ready to leave my wife and my kids and all that, She's just going for the hype. She's just drinking the juice. I'm not saying that it's right, but this is a situation that women fall privy to all the time.
And Greg had a key. If Greg had a key,
boom!
He can't have a key?
He needs to have a key.
Greg would come in and she'd be like, why'd you come in? I didn't tell you to come in.
She was irritated at Greg. She won't go sitting on the couch in his drawers. That's what she wants.
Okay. You're right. I forgot about Greg. So therefore, I will take back what I said. Okay. Okay. I'll take
Nicely
back.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
But I do think that Angela is getting a little beside herself. So let's now talk about her now going to Isabel, the 15-year-old girl, and getting her to do the sketching for Who Killed No More. What do you guys think about her and having, you know, coffee and lunch with this little girl?
Completely out of line. just for the fact that she's overstepping her boundaries with her job. Mm-hmm. That's first and foremost. But this kind of goes to what I was saying. I'm not too far off when I said that I think Angela will pull some criminal type of thing in order to cover up. You know, part of the prediction that I had was that I think she'll cover up something for a ghost. You know, who knows if that's going to happen. But it's not too far from that. She's like, you know, like you said, I mean, she's going, this is staying true to her character. She's like, you know, it is over the line and she's doing too much, but it's who she is.
My whole thing is, and I agree with what you said, my thing is, Angela is not from like the suburbs. She kind of acts like a girl who has never been around situations like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as she sat down with the little girl, I was like, okay, so now basically eventually you want this little girl to testify or to put her and her father and his drug dealing business on the line for your case? Yes, she was in love with Nomar, but still, you know who her family is, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Angela, come on, girl. It was a little naive, I thought, of her to do that.
I agree. I think she's overplaying her cards. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to come back at her from either the task force aspect or from the streets in them streets.
In them streets.
You know, as you say. So, yeah, I don't know.
I agree with that for sure. I mean, I definitely think she needs to watch her back. She's being sloppy and all the time you don't have, you know, who is it, the FBI, or you don't have them backing you up all the time. People mm-hmm. think that they're just invincible because they can, you know, show a badge or something. She's not going to have that that type of protection at some point from the streets.
Now, do you think, okay, so she broke into Greg's password in order to get the voice, mm-hmm. the voices to figure out if it was Tommy who killed Nomar. Mm-hmm. Greg seems like almost like a simp when it comes to Angela. Angela, do you think that he's doing this in hopes that he's going to just get back with her?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly, my take on Greg is that he's over Angela. He's just like, just leave it alone. You do you. I do me. Just stop. You know, that's my take on it, you know.
He didn't seem to be very pissed when he found out about the password.
Well, he did seem mad. He got over it when she gave him the information about the car.
Well, hold on. Did he find out about the...
Oh,
about
shit. Did I give up something?
We don't know, man.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
We'll take that back.
I don't even know. We just gonna put that in our pocket and keep rolling.
Damn it.
I do have a question. Do y'all mind if I jump off topic a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. Introduce, and maybe this is on your notes to talk about, but Kanan's out, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get on him. Go ahead. Let's
okay.
go into
that. Let's roll into that. And he walks up in the house like, hey, I'm back or whatever. Did you guys notice, and it could be just me.
No, I noticed. Go ahead.
Did he have something? Are we to insinuate he has something going on with Tasha in the past?
That's what Bam said.
Okay. Okay. My first question is, did Kanan smash Tasha back in the day?
Right.
Or did he do something to, like, she was very uncomfortable from the moment that Kanan walked into the door. It was like, okay, Kanan said, it was like, oh, hey. Mm-hmm. And then when Ghost said, you know, hey, you know, you could stay here. And Tasha just kind of gave this look no, I'm not really sure about that. There's definitely something going on.
Yeah.
That I hate to sound corny, that's going to be revealed later on, but yeah, I
I think what it is think about Tasha, right? Mm-hmm. She wants Ghost to be a drug dealer. Tasha likes that lifestyle. If Kanan was the top dude before Ghost was the top dude, Tasha mm-hmm. seems like the type that was trying to get at Kanan, was trying to be his girl, and was, you know, pushing up on him. Mm-hmm. He got popped, went to the pen, and now Ghost is here. She's like, oh my God, you're so great, Ghost. Oh my God, you're amazing. And now she's Ghost's girl. Because right. if Tasha wants to be a drug dealer's wife, Kanan was the first big one in their crew. Mm-hmm. So why would you go after Ghost, who was just a street dude, like a corner boy, instead of going after Kanan? So when you said that, I was like, oh, she probably was trying to get at Kanan first. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think as well. I don't know. But it's definitely something there.
But then also, Ghost seems very uneasy as well.
He does.
He seemed uneasy in the house. And then Tommy is running his mouth and wants to kind of like, you know, Kanan basically wants to get out of jail and go right back into the streets. Ghost is like, yo, I'm sorry. Tommy's like, yo, let's do it. And mm-hmm. Ghost is like, no, let's get to know him better. But he's doing it for a very reason. And the way he looks at Tommy, he looks at him like, you know, when someone is like talking too much, mm-hmm. he's looking at him like, you know, like he wants to nudge him.
Yeah.
So Ghost feels a certain way too. So
I just think at this point, Ghost is in a very interesting situation. He was, he does know that he was, well, someone mentioned it in this episode that it was him who was the target of the shot in the club, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he knows that somebody was out to get him. He knows that Tommy was tripping, okay? He don't know, you know, Tommy was missing and all of that. And then, he finds out about it's almost like he just can't trust anybody. He's like, let me put everybody stay where you are mm-hmm. until I figure out what's going on. And that includes Kanan. So I think that's why he's a little bit on edge. And I noticed that as well. He was very, you know, uncomfortable and not willing to give so much information so fast. But I think it's just because he can't trust anybody.
Yeah, I agree. Kanan got out early. Mm-hmm, so, yeah. And Kanan, he was like, for good behavior. Kanan not the type of dude that behaves. So maybe Ghost is thinking, maybe they're trying to set Ghost up to think like, hey, he could have got out by snitching on one of y'all. We don't really know this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't really, you know what I mean? Ghost don't know.
And you can also tell by at the very end when Ghost goes, before he boards his little private jet, when he asked Sean about mm-hmm. knowing if his dad.
Yep.
And although Sean has a very straight, bland face, he gives the same disposition to everybody.
He does.
But Ghost knew exactly from the moment that Sean said that, he knew he was lying. Mm-hmm. Totally knew he was lying.
He sure did. And I think Sean knows that he knew he was lying.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. Like, I almost feel like you're going to pull out a belt and whoop him. I mean, I don't know.
He needs to be checked for real, though.
But if you think about it, because we, the audience, knows because of episode one what Kanan did. Mm-hmm. So I think in the back of Ghost's mind, like you said, he mm-hmm. cannot trust Kanan, which is why he wants to get to know him. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that Ghost hasn't started watching or going after Kanan, you know, like having someone kind of follow him a little bit.
He hadn't had time. I mean, because think about it. He can't sell his product.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
People are pulling out, you know, doing whatever they want to do. Now Kanan is out of jail. He got Angela to deal with. He just found out.
He got the club.
Yeah, he don't have the club. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has time to even to do that yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll get to that point, but when he asked, we can tell that he's thinking about it, because like you said, when he asked Sean that, you know, it was on his mind. Like, he didn't tell you mm-hmm. he was getting out of jail. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, really quickly before we go on to our next live read, what do you guys think about the Kanan Sean, the father son relationship?
Kanan and Sean, the father, it doesn't make sense to me. The whole entire dynamic of their relationship doesn't make sense, because we were talking about this the last show, like Kanan is so hood and Sean is just like, you know. remember when he pulled up on him, he was like, you standing kind of funny, you could tell you packing from a mile away.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not used to it yet. He's just a kind of corny dude, you know. But there will be a very interesting there's going to be definitely a very interesting turn, I feel like. And I have a great prediction for y'all when we get to it, but I have a great prediction.
Okay, go ahead. You-
I mean, it just seems like a type of relationship when your dad wasn't around. You only hear about stories from people that knew him, like, yo, your dad was this and this. And you, that's all you have to base it off of. And it's awkward. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like two grown men, because now they're both grown men.
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
It's awkward. And I think that he actually, Sean, respects Ghost more than he does his own dad.
But then for someone who's gone to visit their dad ample times in prison, it still feels like Sean, he fears his dad as if
he's a killer.
As if he's that little boy at home about to get a whooping.
Yeah, because I think he also knows, look how much he's been around. He's been a driver now for Ghost. He's, you know, he's heard conversations between Ghost and Tommy. He knows what his dad is capable of. So I think he's very much afraid of him. He doesn't want to cross him. So he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because I think he wants to tell Ghost everything. I think he wants to, yeah, I knew he was getting out, and yeah, he's acting crazy, and yeah, he, you know, he went to go. I think he wants to tell him, but again, being very afraid of his dad.
Yeah. Okay, now, Stern, Ghost, and Josh. I don't know if I said this during season one, but there was something about Josh, the general manager. There was something I never really trusted about him. Mm. You know, from even season one, when Ghost was, or Jamie was a little apprehensive of wanting to meet with him, Josh was always on him. You know, Mrs. Stern called, Mrs. Stern, Mrs. Stern, Mr. Stern. And so it's not, I'm not shocked that Josh has sided with the devil.
I'm not shocked either, but I think it could be for another reason, and I might be all the way.
Oh, tell me. Tell us.
The fact that Stern has been mentioning trying another dude, or trying to get with the man, or have a relationship with the man. You know, he says that occasionally. Yeah. So my thought was maybe he and Josh were, you know, doing something, and that is sort of the benefit of sleeping with Stern.
But then also, when they were in the limousine, and he says, you know, we're going to make sure that he doesn't get his 20%. And then we're going to keep your past in the past. What do you think Greg's past is?
Well, they mentioned it. Didn't they, like, last season or the beginning of this season? It's something like embezzling money. Something. It wasn't. Yeah. It was something like money related or business related. He was just really bad in business. I think that's what it was. Yeah. I could be mistaken, though.
Yeah, I don't think that they went too heavily into that storyline, but they did touch on it, I remember. But I just don't think it was that deep. It could be. The very fact that he mentioned that, Stern mentioned it could be very big, and maybe they'll bring it up again. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. But then what made me take a different stance on if they were sleeping together was when they were in the limo. There didn't seem to be any connection or anything like that. So I was like, okay, well, maybe not. But you gotta admit, that would be kind of crazy, right? That would be like a kind of a twist.
I think so.
Bam, come on.
No, I no comment.
Just keep bad people on that.
I can't. But why don't Tommy just kill Stern? I know it seemed that would be easy, but Stern is a creep, okay? Like, the way he makes deals and then he changes his mind. I'm hoping that Ghost has some kind of hidden agenda of why he wants to keep this freaking club. Mm-hmm. What do you got? What is so important about this damn club that... Go ahead.
It's his way out. Mm-hmm. Ghost says every chance he gets, you don't see no old drug dealers wrinkled up, still selling drugs. In Ghost's mind, the club represents the life that he feels like he is supposed to have. Think about it. He wears suits all the time. Ghost don't look like a drug dealer. When you look at Kanan and Ghost, Ghost took over for Kanan. Kanan got a Pelly Pale coat on, leather jacket, had rhinestones and studs all over it. And Ghost is tailored down to the T. Like, he's tailored down.
But why can't he open up another club?
Because he doesn't have the money.
The money. You can't just... even the legit money. Yeah. You can't just be like, oh, I got X amount of millions of dollars to open a club. Because then people start looking. They start looking and seeing where you get this kind of money from.
I agree. And you know what? You just, again, you hit the nail on the head, because the club does represent something very large for Jamie. It represents the way that he wants to go. And this is something that we talked about last season as well. you know, he really wants to be Jamie. I don't think that he wants to be Ghost anymore. Remember, he was trying to give Tommy all that responsibility and being like the face and being out there. And I think he really does want out. I think he really does love Angela. I think he really does just want to run a legitimate club and business and be with Angela. Because not that he does not love Tasha. I think he really loves Tasha and his kids. Mm-hmm. But I think that she also represents that old him and that old Ghost and that street life. And that's not what he's trying to do anymore.
So, Cornelia, do you think that Ghost still loves Tasha?
I think he still has love for her. And I think he appreciates who she is in his life. And he knows her role. Mm-hmm. Like, Ghost is the type of dude who he knows people's positions and their role. Tasha's mm-hmm. role is to be the head of their household, to take care of the family. And he can talk to her about stuff that he really doesn't really want to talk about. Because, like, just even talking about selling drugs and stuff like that, Ghost doesn't want to talk about it no more, but he knows he can talk to Tasha about it.
That's true.
So I think he has love for her, but he's definitely not in love with her.
Right. And then didn't we just see them crack it off for the first time in a really long time?
Mm-hmm. Since episode, yeah, they did.
Yeah, I was just like, whoa, like I ain't seen that in a minute. I do want to say something regarding, you were saying that you hope that he has something up his sleeve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, remember when Tommy was across the street from the club and Josh said, he was like, Tommy can't come in here. What I'm hoping is that Ghost, he uses his street savvy. I'm hoping that he's a street dude at some point. He really does have something up his sleeve, and maybe he gets into cahoots with Tommy and maybe they take out Stern somehow. I don't know, but
I think Tommy is going to straight up kill Josh.
I don't think Ghost is going to handle it on a street level. Because if Ghost wants to get out of the street, if he wants to get out of the street life, and truth represents his truth, like it's the true person that he wants to be. Mm-hmm. I see Ghost figuring it out and trying to handle it on a business level. Maybe like doing some side deals or something. I just don't see him handling that. Mm. The way Ghost would handle it. I see him handling it the way...
In a business way.
Yeah.
The way Jamie would.
Because if you kill Stern, the kind of person that Stern is, he has too many people looking at him. You can't just kill somebody like Stern and people don't look at everybody he was involved with.
Well, that part is true. However, if Ghost is really passionate about something, like he did with Rolla... You know what I'm saying? Like he was like hands on with that. Like, I got this.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he was passionate about it. And he was like, listen, if he feels like you're impeding on his life that much, I think he could get passionate mm-hmm. about that and handle it himself. However, mm-hmm. maybe that's why I said he'll get into cahoots with Tommy. Maybe Tommy's just not going to have that. You're not going to let me not come up in the club in truth because I'm a partner with Ghost. You know, mm-hmm. he always says that I'm a partner with you.
And so two things. You just mentioned that how Ghost wanted to handle that specific situation. So now he's going to Miami to take out
Pink Sneakers.
What do you guys think about that? And the fact that what I like about Tasha's character, her whole disposition changes based off of what comes out of Ghost's mouth. Mm. Oh, I'm going out of Miami. Are you going alone? Mm-hmm. He was like, no, Angie's not going. She smiled, she perked up. And then she kind of had the hands crossed. And then when he mentioned that he had to go basically go and kill Pink Sneakers, then she went back into her hood, you know, kind of thing. Like, yeah, uh-huh, baby, I got you, you know.
Yeah.
She's really, Tasha has a lot of elements to her that I really do like.
Mm-hmm. Tasha is showing us exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. She don't care about that club life, man. She keeps saying, why do you even have this club? Until he told her, I need the club to clean the money. And then she was like, I guess. Mm-hmm. But whenever you mention some hood street business, Tasha, like you said, she'd
be like,
she'd be like real goon. Yeah, like,
well, how can we do this?
You know, I'm yummy. Like, she turned into a straight, like, New York dude.
She does. But I could identify with that, so I like that part.
No. Yeah. She's like, yo, guys. He was like, Tasha, jeez. She doesn't want legitimate nothing. Mm-hmm.
One other thing before we go into to predictions. I noticed in this episode that there was a lot of verbal use of, I killed this person, I stabbed, I killed, I mm-hmm. stabbed. Tommy's in the car with Ghost saying that he
stabbed him three times.
That he stabbed him three times, then he's in... Then he's in the house with Ruiz, and you know he said that he killed Nomar, and then he said that we killed the boy, the rapper, in real life with the afro who died last year, the black kid.
Rolla,
yes. Okay. You guys are drug dealers. Like, isn't there language that you aren't you supposed to use other code words or something?
Perhaps.
Especially, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go. You go ahead.
Especially, did someone die in, someone died in, is it Luis or Ruiz? Ruiz, right?
Ruiz, yeah.
Didn't someone die in his camp just last week? So it's like, I don't know why they're having such vocal conversation about killing people. Hmm. Is it just me or am I just being...
I hear what you're saying as far as, like, you know, the streets could be watching. I hear that part. However, when we look at it from the name of the show is power.
Yeah.
That entails a lot. That says, you know, killing. That says drug dealing. That says, you know, power. So I think that sometimes the writers have to get back to what's really real. You know what I'm saying? And let's just remind everybody what this is all about. Like, sometimes it's like that out here. You know what I mean? So I'm not necessarily surprised by the verbiage that they're using. But I definitely hear what you're saying.
I think it's comfort. If you made it that far up selling drugs and you haven't really gotten shut down this whole time, at some point you stop being paranoid and you start being a little too comfortable in your position. You're like, yeah, I killed so-and-so because you've been selling drugs 18 years and you just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I lied. One more thing. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about the fact that Ghost has no record? They can't find anything on him.
Yeah, that's
we
crazy.
Talked about that when we were watching. Tommy has like, he had like 9 things on when Angela looked him up. Ghost, Jamie, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. Even when Stern tried to look him up, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Do you think he
I just don't know.
Changed his...
I was, and I brought this up to Ben when we were watching, and I said, I know somebody who got arrested. They use their brother's name info, and his record is clean. His brother's is not. Maybe Jamie has some alter. Maybe they're gonna introduce this other side of him that we don't know about. Like, so we got James, Jamie, Ghost, and like Demetrius. Yeah. And Demetrius is this dude. You know what I mean? The jailbird.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it is weird that he's been doing this long with these kind of people, especially Kanan.
Yeah.
I can't figure that out.
Jail.
I just can't figure it out. On one hand, I was trying to give Stern the credit. Like, maybe Stern has something to do with it. But why would he? So, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have an answer for that one. And I really don't have an answer for that one. But what we're going to do now, since Cornelia is here, we're going to go into Cold Piece of the Week.
Cold Piece of the Week for Power Season 2, Episode 2. I'm going to give it to Tommy for being a simp. It's just so unreal. Tommy is the type of guy, he's a ladies' man, and you can tell he's been around. You can tell that he at least knows people, but when he gets caught up in a woman, he just goes all in to the point where you're like, dude, get it together. And I'm waiting to hear the backstory on this whole redhead situation, because they keep bringing up redhead, because maybe every time he meets a redhead, he gets dogged out. But the fact that he has this girl just staying in his apartment, she knows where his money is stashed. The whole time she was there, I was like, she's going to take the money and leave. I thought she was just going to literally scoop the cash out of the wall and dip. But Tommy is just, you know, he's a simp. This girl stole Tasha's earrings and he still got her just sleeping there. So
mad.
Yeah. So for that reason, I'm giving Tommy Cold Piece of the Week. Let us know who you think Cold Piece of the Week is. Hit us all up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook using hashtag Cold Piece. Thank you.
All right. And quickly for news and gossip. So we forgot to mention
AfterBuzz TV News.
We forgot to mention last week when Vinicius Machado was here, who played Nomar. Rest in peace, Nomar. We forgot to mention that season 3 has been picked up. After the first episode aired, it had 1.3 million viewers the night that it aired. And then there's more once the TiVos and all the other things happens. Mm-hmm. So they...
People love
the show, and it's so funny because they did the same exact thing season 1 after the first episode aired. It renewed for season 2.
Yeah.
And it happened again.
And the creator of Power, she just signed like Courtney. An exclusive deal to Stars for all of like for original content. So they saw Power and they were like, let me scoop this lady up too.
So that's kudos amazing. Congratulations to all of you guys, because that means you're doing clearly a wonderful job. So
yeah, so good job. Congratulations to all of you guys.
Yes.
And now let's go into predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
All right, who want to kick this off?
I'll go. I still predict that Angela will end up pregnant.
You know what? I really like that one. Can you just, for anyone who didn't watch it last week, can you just explain why you think she is going to get pregnant?
I think she's going to get pregnant. One, because they have sex too much without her getting pregnant seven times. She, by this time, she should have had four babies. But Tasha and Ghost are from the same neighborhood. They're the same kind of people at heart. The only way that I see her having to make a decision about, am I going to take my job to the next level or am I going to take this relationship to the next level, is if she sticks by Ghost. And the only way you do that is if you have something that'll make you stick by him like a baby. You can't tell on your baby daddy, especially if you love him. He could be a criminal, but now he's my child's father. So I think that is going to take the show to the next dimension, because then you have the Tasha aspect of it too. Cause she thought, oh, I thought you got rid of her. Now you got a baby, and then that's gonna make her evil, and then that's gonna make her turn on Ghost.
So then, what do you think? What do you think Tasha would do?
I think she gonna.
You can't do that. I'm sorry.
Oh no, no.
I'm just
because we got to pick. This is my pick. My
go ahead.
It's piggybacking.
Okay. Oh, come on, go ahead.
Okay, so because I agree, I definitely agree that Angela will be pregnant. Right, she's gonna get pregnant by Ghost, and because Tasha is not having that. She, I think, is in turn going to turn on him and partner up with Kanan, who's already trying to take Ghost out. Oh, my goodness. Because she already knows so much. And then, you see what I'm saying? So it just sort of piggybacks on one another. That's what I think.
That's good.
Those are good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I can't give a prediction because I've already seen last week's episode, or next week's episode. But I will say this. Next week, episode 3, it's no secret that Ghost is going to Miami with Angela. And it's no secret that Kanan is trying to figure out where
Pink Sneakers
is. And so all I'm going to say is it goes down. And I'll leave it at that. So let everyone know where you guys can be found on social media before we wrap.
You can find me at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Kanelia.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Robin Ayers. Facebook, Robin Billion Ayers.
All right. And you can find me on all social media at Bam Erickson. And then you can also find Kanelia and I on our new podcast called Happy Hour. So you can find us on iTunes at Happy Hour. So you guys, thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV for Power. We will see you guys next week. And just good job to the cast. And thank you, fans, for all the support and the comments that you guys have left us on iTunes and YouTube. So thank you. See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.